start with a mysterious question about the first mitzvah in this week's parasha, the mitzvah of Bikurim. And then we'll talk for 2-3 minutes about Bikurim and get back to the mystery question. Every year in Elul, as we get closer to Rosh Hashanah, we learn about the mitzvah of Bikurim. We don't get a chance to be Mekayim Bikurim until Mashiach comes. But each year, part of our Avoida of Elul includes learning the mitzvah of Bikurim. It's interesting. And it would seem to indicate that there's something in that mitzvah that's relevant to our preparing for Rosh Hashanah. So Bikurim is a mitzvah that a Yid sees the fruits start to ripen on the tree. He marks it with some kind of sticky substance. And when they mature, when the fruits mature, he brings them, puts them in a beautiful basket, marches a parade, marches to Yerushalayim, brings them to Yerushalayim, presents them to the Kohen, bows down, says a kriya, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Eretz Yisrael. And then he has a mitzvah of simcha v'samachta b'chol ha'tov. That's the mitzvah of Bikurim. The mitzvah of Bikurim is famous for being the beginning of Parshas Kisavai. However, it's not the first time in the Torah that the mitzvah of Bikurim is mentioned, right?
Yeah.
Where is the first time?
Mishpatim.
Parshas Mishpatim. What's the pasuk?
Reishis bikurei ad mascha, tavi beis Hashem alekecha.
Reishis bikurei ad mascha, tavi beis Hashem alekecha. Okay? Reishis Bikurei Ad Mascha. That's Bikurim. The beginning, the first of the Bikurei Ad Mascha, of the ripened fruit of your land. Tavi Beis Hashem Alekecha, you should bring to Hashem. Max, what's the end of that pasuk?
Lo Yisavashel
Gedi B'Chalei V'Imoy. Which is the mitzvah of Basa B'Chalav, of not mixing meat and milk. And it's an amazing, amazing thing. If I would have told you that we're going, you know, psychologists play this game that I'll say something and you say what immediately comes to your mind. So if I would play that game with you with mitzvahs, so let's say I would say sukkah, you would say lulav. I would say treif, you would say nevela. I would say truma, you would say meiser. You right? There's certain things that you expect to come together, you know? I would say bava kama, you'll say bava metziah. Right? There's certain things that go together. I say bikurim, you say basa b'chalav. What shaykhus? Is there any connection? Can you, like, bikurim basa b'chal? That's, Max, that's the pasuk? Reishis bikuri ad mascha tavi beis Hashem alekecha lo yisavasha gedi b'chalei v'imoy. Could you imagine two less connected things to put into one pasuk?
And it happens twice. Mishpatim and kisisa.
The same reishis also?
Yeah, at the same, yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about Bikurim. So Bikurim is one of those things that it says in the Mishnah that we say every morning in Elu Devarim. Bikurim is one of those things, she'ein lahem shir. There's no shir of Bikurim. There's no amount. Bikurim is not about quantity. What's it about? It's about first, not about quantity. It's about reishis, not about the amount. The point is it's the first fruits. I'm not counting how many fruits there are. The point is it's the first fruits. So what's the significance of that? Giving a very chashuv matana to the Beis HaMikdash would seem to indicate that we should give a lot of fruit. But no, that's not. Elu dvarim she'ein lahem shir. Hapeya v'habikurim. Bikurim doesn't have a shir. So rather, Bikurim is about reishis bikurei ad mascha. As Max said, reishis bikurei ad mascha. So what's the inyan here of reishis? And the idea is, Rabbi is saying, it's something that's very, very, very important in our lives. The idea is to recognize in every area of our life, in everything that we have, in everything that we've been blessed with, in every happy, positive thing that has happened to us, every matana that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us, to track it back to its source. The source of everything good that we have is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is the source of all of the goodness that we have. And when a person recognizes that, you know, on his farm, let's say in Eretz Yisrael, a person realizes that he's becoming successful and he has what to eat, that he has what to sell, and he's a successful member of society, he may start telling himself, that's because I'm such a good businessman. That's because I have such a good mind. That's because I got such good advice. That's because my father helped me set me up. That whatever the different cheshbonos that he might have is. And the Torah says, track it back to its source, to its reishis, to its beginning. Track your gifts back to where they come from. And recognize they come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So take the fruit, the very first fruit, tracking it back to the beginning. And bring it to the source of all Shefa, which is where? Which is the Beis HaMikdash. And bow onto the floor, V'hishtach Avisa, bow onto the floor, as if to say, I have nothing without you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm sprawled out on the floor. I have nothing without you. And give it over and say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything comes from you. And speak about the source of Klal Yisrael. Arami Oved Avi, Vayered Mitzrayim. Go back to the source and recognize that everything that you have comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you do that, an interesting thing happens. And let's talk about El for a minute and you'll see how important this is. It's not a coincidence that we read about the Parsha of Bikurim in El. Because El is the last month of the year. When the year is over, we switch from one Hanhaga to another. When Tafshin Pei Dalet began almost a year ago, HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up a certain type of Hanhaga for this year, a certain plan for this year. The plan is about to end. And as we get to the end of the year, we look back at our year. We've all had a year. We look back at our year. We look back at all the gifts that happened over the year. We look back at all of the brachas. We look back at every blot of Gemara that we were zaycha to learn. Every pasuk in Chumash that we were gifted with. Every conversation with a friend that was such a blessing for us. Every night's sleep. Every meal that we ate. Every time that we were brought to smile. Every time we danced at a friend's wedding. We think about all of the simchas. Many of us have simchas in our family that we're grateful for. Nephews and nieces that were born. Shidduchim that happened. Happy and positive occasions that took place. And we look back at the year and we want to bring Bikurim. We go back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we thank Him for V'samachta B'chol HaToiv. We thank Him for all the good that He has given us. That's part of our Avodah as we come to Rosh Hashanah, as we prepare for the next Hanhaga. Is to look back, is to reflect back on the year, and to v'samachta b'chol ha'toiv. But Rabbi say, this past year wasn't all good. And when we're looking back over the year, there are things that we've gone through this year that were very painful. As a tzibur, we know that starting Simchas Torah, we've been distracted. We've the enormous tzar. A massacre of 1,200 Yidden on one day, and hostages, and then hearing again and again about soldiers your age that are killed every day. We hear about more, and our lives turn dark to some degree. And the rise of anti-Semitism out there. My mother's in the hospital in Manhattan. I spent a few days in Manhattan this week, and you know, we don't walk around the same as we did a few months ago. We're a little more self-conscious. We're a little more watching who's looking at us. So, you know, it's kind of apparent that I'm Jewish. It's hard to hide when I walk in Manhattan. And you know, you feel it. You feel it. And many of us personally also. Some of us go through difficult things. Some of us have gone through disappointing turns in our Avodas Hashem. Some of us have gone through stress in our families. Some of us are watching things take place in our families that are difficult or overwhelming. Not every year ends with just the Tov. Sometimes it ends with the difficult things also. So I want to teach you something. I was mechadish for this Dvar Torah. I was mechadish of mashal. A new mashal, but it's going to be one of my favorites. The mashal is like this. The mashal is, imagine that there was a very, very, very wise older man, tzaddik, that you knew. And one day he decided that he's making a tremendous suda for all of his friends and all of his acquaintances. And you're so excited that you're going to be invited to this meal. Everyone gets invitations, and you get a message from him that you should not come to the Suda. You are livid. You're furious, which is just a cover-up, because really what you are is hurt. You're hurt, you're disappointed, you're embarrassed that you're not going to be there. It's very, 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 very painful. And finally you decide, I am not going to shy away. I am going in there, I'm marching in there, and I'm asking him, what on earth, what is going on here? Why was I not invited to this Suda? You gather up the courage, you get yourself good and angry, because that's how you get the courage from. You march in there, there's all the gabayim of there, and the whole entourage of this Adam Gadol, and you say, I'm going in there. And they say, you know, you need an appointment. There's like, no appointment. I am going in right now. Step out of the way. Okay, the gabayim know what's good for them. They step out of the way. You walk in, lefnai v'lefnim, to the Kodesh HaKadoshim over there. You walk in, and you see the tzaddik. And he smiles at you. And his eyes are full of love. And he says, oh, I'm so happy you came. Have a seat. How are you doing? And you say, well, there's something I came to talk to you about, but while you're asking, yeah, I'm doing okay. How's your mother? I heard that she was having this issue. Oh, yeah, it's much better, Baruch Hashem. And what's doing with your sister? I heard that she was busy with a shidduch. Yeah, Baruch Hashem, she got engaged. Oh, very nice. I'm happy to. And how are you? What's going on with your learning? And he starts talking and asking you questions, and you feel in each question his interest in you and his love for you. And is caring for you. And by the time, in a few minutes, you've done the conversation, and he says, okay, good night, and you get up and you leave. And your friend meets you outside, and he says, so what happened? He goes, yeah, I spoke to him, everything's good. Did you ask him? No. What? You were so angry, why didn't you ask him? When I went in there, and I experienced his love, I no longer had the question. I realized there must be a good reason, and I trust him, and I no longer had the question. The Rishis is the very beginning, the source. At the source, there is no ra, there's no bad, because everything Hashem does is good. It's just that some things end up unfolding in this world in a way that looks good to us, and sometimes things unfold in this world in a way that looks bad to us. But when we follow everything back to its source, what do we discover? That kol mada avid rachmana latav avid, everything is good. That's why reishis bikurei admoscha tavi beis Hashem alekecha. Mixtures represented, there are different hanhagas. Perhaps you could say that milk is the hanhaga of chesed, smile, right? Leven shinayim echalav, right? The smile, the white is chesed. Perhaps the meat, the red of the meat is din. And there are different hanhagas. But when you are reishis bikurei admoscha tavi beis Hashem elekecha, when you go back to the root, you find there's no mixtures. Lo sevash al gedi v'chalev imai. There is no mixtures. There's no bad mixtures. And on a simpler level, that's made perhaps in a deep level, on a simple level, if I focus my attention on v'samachta b'chol hatov, if I focus my attention on, look at all the gifts, the blessings that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given me, so slowly but surely the questions that I'm left with will start to dissipate. When I experience the joy of a relationship with Hashem, it won't answer the questions, by the way. We do not have answers in this world. Anybody that tells you that there are answers for why bad things happen in this world and that we could figure out the answer, or anybody that tries to convince you that, no, Hashem has a plan, it's really worth it. It's not worth it. It's not true. Okay? It's not true. Anyone that tries to convince that of you has not experienced life. It's not true. The difficult things that happen in this world are difficult, and we have no explanation how they could possibly be good. One day, you know what's amazing? This is like the type of thing that we are going to go straight from the kasha to not understanding how we ever had a kasha. One day, v'hoya Hashem l'melech al kol ha'aretz, v'yoy mahu yiyya Hashem echad u'shmo echad. One day when Hashem is the king of the whole world, and one day when the hanhag of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was clear, it's not the pshat that then we'll have an answer to the kasha. They won't be like, I don't remember what my kasha was. That's the way it's going to happen at that time. But until then, we do have kashas. There are things we don't understand. When someone dies, is the bracha that you make shechiyanu v'kiyanu v'giyanu v'azman hazeh? No. The bracha you make is dayan ha'emes. Because we don't understand in this world. But a person that spends their life noticing and recognizing and thanking Hashem for the good that he does could have that moment, like my mashal, of sitting with the tzaddik. And even if he doesn't give me an answer, but I could experience his love. And that love is enough to give me the emuna that there's a good reason for everything. And that's why the v'samachta b'chol hatoiv, you will be able to rejoice in all of the good, the things that you understand how they're good, and the things that you don't understand how they're good. So when we go into our Rosh Hashanah, as we get to the end of El and we look back at the year, so the things that are wonderful, we rejoice with, and then we use that as a chizuk for the things that we struggled with. Like we say in the Pasuk, Lahagid ba'boiker chasdecha ve'emunascha ba'leilos. Right, we talk about in the morning Hashem's chesed and his emunah in the evening. And the Olam asks, it's not the right order. Yiddishkeit, what comes first, the night or the day? The night comes first. It should say, Lahaged emunascha balelos ubaboyker chasdecha. But the pshat is you can't start with the bad. You have to start with the boyker. When you experience Hashem's love, then even when things get difficult, you could have emunah. And I once noticed, you want to hear something very, very interesting. The pasuk is off. The poetry of the pasuk is off. Lahagid baboiker chazdecha. Baboiker is the time of day. Chazdecha is the midah, right? And then it says, ve'emunascha balelos. Shouldn't it say, lahagid baboiker chazdecha ubalelos emunascha? Wouldn't that have been balanced? Or, lahagid chazdecha baboiker ve'emunascha balelos? You notice that, how it switches? Isn't that interesting? How it switches? The pshat is, because when the morning comes, you could experience the morning, and then you could learn about Hashem's chesed. Oh, such good things are happening to me. Hashem must be wonderful. But when the nighttime comes, you better go in already with emunah. The emunascha balelos. You go in with emunah into the night. The morning you can go into without recognizing Hashem's chesed, it will clarify itself to you. Once you have lagid baboyik chazdecha, then ve'emunoscha, then with emuna, you go into the nights. So this Shabbos is the Shabbos of Parshas Bikurim, but in our minds and in our hearts, we're mekayim the mitzvah of Bikurim by recognizing every chesed and pull it apart a little bit. Think about it, the clothing that we're wearing, the food that we eat, the relationships we have, the fact that we're able to sit here in Tufshin Pei Dalet 2024 in this insane, insane world where there's so much confusion, and we could sit here in room 210 in the dark on a Thursday night and sing songs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How many people in the world are zeicha to that? And we should be zeicha to be able to continue to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to be able to recognize the kol hatoiv, that everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends our way is part of his goodness. Yashikayach.